Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1248 in the writing. It's shir number 400. Baruch Hashem, in the writing, we reached another beautiful plateau. Gesundheit weiter. Hashem should give us all gewaltige Hatzlacha and Bracha weiter. Okay, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. In the previous shir, we spoke about the main staple foods, which are all included in the original Hamotzi, which is made, right? We spoke about eating chicken, eating fish, eating soup, eating potatoes. Those are all main staple foods. Those are foods which are there to fill you up. And therefore, they're covered, under the bracha of Hamotzi that's made in the beginning of the meal. As far as which foods are not covered by the original Hamotzi, so therefore, it's like this. Any type of food which is eaten as an extra food, for example, for pleasure, because it tastes good, but not for any type of sustenance or fulfillment. I eat it because it tastes good, a piece of chocolate, a candy, fruits, these type of things. We'll see some more examples. But it's not there for sustenance, fulfillment. Nobody sits down to, washes, makes hamotzi and eats a meal full of chocolate. Nobody sits down and in general, usually, unless a person's on a diet, they're not going to sit down and eat fruits either. But we'll see how that works. There are certain times how to work that. But be it as it may, in general, these type of foods, which are not there for sustenance, fulfillment, but they're there for pleasure, to fulfill the fulfillment of our taste buds, if you want to call it, those type of foods would not be considered as a main staple food, and therefore they would not be covered by the original bracha of Hamotzi. So again, some examples, which we just mentioned, fruits, chocolates, nuts, candies, there's more, obviously, but we'll see whatever we could cover. But just to get a basic idea of what we're talking about, this is just the beginning of the of the subject of what type of foods are covered by the Hamotzi and which type of foods are not covered by the Hamotzi. And again, like we mentioned the last few shiurim, that you have to, the Hamotzi means, when we say Hamotzi, it doesn't mean you took a little tiny piece of bread. The Hamotzi means a person ate a kezias, preferably two kezaisim, that's what should be done, but at least a kezias under a 4-minute period, b'chdei achilas pras, at some point, and again, preferably in the beginning of the meal. Even if they ate it in the middle, but the evidence will still be fine, but definitely want you to try and eat it as soon as possible. Okay, so since these foods are considered extra and not main staple foods, again, if you take a piece of chocolate, right, if I'm hungry, I take a piece of chocolate, that's just to fulfill my taste buds, because it's a pleasurable thing. But if I want to get fulfilled, I need sustenance. I eat the piece of bread, and it doesn't have to be together, but I have a soup, I have a chicken, I have fish, right, these type of things. Okay, so these, the type of foods that are there just to just for pleasure, dessert type foods. I really call dessert type foods, but I don't like to say dessert type foods because it doesn't only mean if you ate it as a dessert. If you eat a middle of the meal, right? I'm eating my chicken and I go to the smorgasbord, decide to take some chocolate. I have to make a shahakal, right? The first person has to be careful. In the middle of the meal, I decide, I'm eating my chicken and potatoes and you know what? I'm in the mood of an apple. I go and take an apple. I have to make a bar priya 8. The person has to realize that it's not just desserts. Person says meal. You know what? I want to suck on a mint. I want to suck on a candy. You have to make a shahakal. These are all foods which need this separate bracha. No, okay. So since these foods are considered extra and not main staple foods, they're not covered by the original hamotzi. If one eats one of the above items, they would have to make a separate bracha before they eat them. Now the bracha before these foods is the regular bracha that pertains to that food. There's no special bracha. It's not, when we say it needs a bracha, the regular bracha. Candy would be shahakal, chocolate would be a shahakal, apple would be ha'etz, right? As a person takes a cantaloupe, that would be ha'adama. Right? If a person takes some sort of melon in the middle of the meal, so that would be ha'adama. The food that gets the regular bracha that you make, even when one would not wash. That's the bracha they make before. So the other types of foods, which we're gonna try and discuss best with Hashem as we go down the line. Now, in reference to cake, coffee, tea, there are other type of foods which are in the quote unquote questionable category. You have cake, you have coffee, you have tea. We'll see how we discuss that. I'm talking about coffee and tea at the end of the meal. If somebody drinks a coffee or tea in the middle of the meal and that's their drink, I drink with my chicken, my tea, right? Whatever. So that's all covered because that's drinks in general are not, there's no extra bracha. But when it's all the way at the end of the meal, we'll see how that works. It is a little bit of a questionable situation, and we'll see what to do. Cake is also a little bit questionable. We'll see how that works also, and those items we'll discuss at a different time. We're not going to get into that right now. We want to take it step by step and go slow. So in general, all of the above covered, which we just mentioned, are the bracha that's even, whether it's made before or not made before, whether it's chicken or the potatoes, or whether it's the chocolate or fruit. So bottom line is, general, all of these, the after bracha, right? That's all as far as the first bracha. What about the after bracha? no, the Berachas HaMazon covers all the, as far as an after bracha. In other words, whatever you're eating during the course of the meal, that you don't have to make an after bracha. You don't have to go and make a bird nefeshes after your apple. The Berachas HaMazon will cover that. So therefore, one has to make a bracha before eating, but not a bracha after. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha, kol tov.